When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Got to find Code Devil for a bit longer. He is former U.S. attorney and friend of mine, James Santel. Jim, Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to the president. Well, apparently he wrote a tell-all, the chief's chief, and he is now going to cooperate, or at least that's the word on the street, with the January 6th commission. Jeffrey Clark, on the other hand, the former DOJ guy who threatened Rosen, by all accounts, he has been referred or is being referred for criminal citation, compelled to, give testimony to Congress. They've referred to the DOJ, or at least that's my understanding. The wheels are in motion. Well, Jim, in light of that, I find this breaking headline in the state of Wisconsin quite interesting. Michael Gabelman, the former Supreme Court justice, who is now the investigator-in-chief of all rigged elections, is saying he wants to compel the mayors of Green Bay and Madison to give testimony to him, or he wants them jailed. This is the latest breaking news. First and foremost, would this, fake partisan investigator somehow have the ability to jail the sitting mayors of Green Bay and Madison? Under what authority?
It goes back again to the fundamental notion that the entire investigation is predicated on a lie, sometimes referred to as the big lie, right? And it should be brought to a close. It should be brought to an end. We've got one Wisconsin Circuit Court judge is at least looking at some subpoenas as to the election commission. The entire matter should be brought to an end. There's not a legitimate purpose here. The difference between that and what's going on in Washington, D.C. is, even though there are those people who would contest what I'm about to say, there is a legitimate purpose in finding out what happened on January 6th, who is involved, who caused the wheels to get in motion here. And all this information that the committee is looking for is based upon a legitimate legislative interest in doing an investigation. That's the huge difference between the two of these. Beyond that, we can talk all we want about authorities between a properly constituted legislative committee, which is the Senate Select Committee. I've argued on this very show before that my own view is the committee should invoke its inherent authority and stop this craziness of just saying, I'm not going to show up, as others have said, including Steve Bannon, and pull them in and get them to appear. Putting that to one side, the criminal prosecution is the other opportunity that the House committee has. That, too, is going to be very slow. Back here in Wisconsin, I agree with your fundamental premise here. The notion, number one, of enforcing through criminal prosecution a subpoena to individuals who are not by their very constitution involved in the elective process. We've talked about this in the past. The mayors are not involved in this. And so I'd like to think any court in the state of Wisconsin would look at this and say, no criminal prosecution here. And frankly, no enforcement of those subpoenas. They simply are not predicated upon something that makes sense.
I spoke with a Wisconsin elections commissioner today, Mark Thompson. He's going to appear on this show Monday. And Mark, sometimes tongue in cheek, sometimes with seriousness, kept referring back to the fact they're seeking to imprison Wisconsin elections commissioners for giving election advice during a pandemic that if you can't send these designated voter poll workers to the nursing homes, that you should still send the ballots to the nursing homes. And there's a Racine County sheriff that wants to imprison not just the Democrats, not just buddies like Mark Thompson, but also people like Dean Knudsen. I mean, this guy served in the assembly with Robin Voss. Where does this end? Does it end with the arrest of Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson and Dean Knudsen? I mean, where do you think this ends, Jim?
If it does end there, and it won't end there, because once again, the word ridiculous comes to mind. We've forgotten about the difference between an attempt to correct information. And even today, again, on your own news, you've got the confirmation. There was no fraud here. Yes, some things we can do differently about absentee ballots. Nothing here that would support anywhere near a criminal prosecution. We've got to have intent to commit a crime. That is not here at all. And so once again, I'd like to think that there's no criminal prosecutor, regardless of what your perspective is, politically or partisan sides of things. that would pursue a criminal prosecution here. What's really going on here? Once again, for those people who do not have the benefit of our good discussions here and the thoughtful things that you and others say on these programs, they look at that and they say, gosh, if you've got legitimate people like a sheriff, if you've got others saying that there should be criminal prosecutions, people should be jailed, maybe there is something to that. There is not. And so again, these statements out there that are reckless, they undermine our system. And what are they intended to do? To sow these seeds of discontent, of dismay, of distrust in our government. And that's what this is really all about. Condemnation of this kind of language at the highest level, once again.
Jim, Amy Loudenbeck, who is a Republican lawmaker, she's going to run for Secretary of State. And obviously, Rebecca Clayfish and perhaps others are going to run for governor. And if it is a red wave and they do win these seats, my every indication is that they intend to impanel, empower the Secretary of State to run elections. So Amy Loudenbeck, this partisan, would be in charge of the process. And I think that's exactly what the Republicans intend to do, assuming they win back the levers of power on all levels of state government here in Wisconsin. Your thoughts?
In all levels, we see that this is now the playbook, right? If you cannot be successful in court, you've tried that 60 times over the past year or so. And now what you do is you prepare for the next election by putting people in place who might have the inclination to violate their oath of office by doing something, by misreporting what the counts are, by establishing laws and rules and regulations that disenfranchise people without any justification whatsoever, that by doing that, you're going to succeed when you couldn't in the courts. That, once again, should be condemned and should not be a part of America in 2021 at any time going forward.
James Hintel, good friend, former U.S. attorney, excellent guest. Thank you so much for coming around today, Jim.
Always a pleasure, Mike. We'll see you again soon.
I suspect we will. Thanks, Jim. Come back, more Devils. 844-967-2789.
Shame on you.
What? Shame on you.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
I'm a fan of me.